Now, notice what happened. He says, I went up by revelation. Now, Paul wasn't about to go up there again and receive cold treatment. That is probably no reception at all, unless he felt he was in the will of God. So he said, I went up by revelation and communicated unto them that gospel which I preach among the Gentiles. But privately, to them which were of reputation, lest by any means I should run or had run in vain. Now, Paul recognized that if he was preaching a different gospel than the other apostles were preaching, then there was something wrong, radically wrong. And Paul was very willing to admit, he said, if I was preaching a different gospel, then I'm the one that's wrong. I'd run in vain. I'd certainly been disillusioned. I'd been misinformed. And so he goes up and he communicates that gospel. And while he was there, he says, but neither Titus, who was with me, being a Greek, was compelled to be circumcised. And that, because of false brethren, unawares brought in, who came in privily to spy out our liberty, which we have in Christ Jesus, that they might bring us into bondage. Now, there were some that had come into the church out where Paul was preaching, and they came in there under false colors. They actually were not believers, apparently. They just came in to spy out the liberty they had in Christ. And they found out, here's this young Greek Titus, and Paul never compelled him to be circumcised. So what are they going to decide about him? And Paul says, well, they didn't compel him to be circumcised. And they didn't listen to the false brethren. Because if they had, we'd have been put right back under bondage. Bondage to the law and not freedom by the Spirit of God and freedom in Christ. Now, Paul says, to whom we gave place by subjection? Why, no, not for an hour. That the truth of the gospel might continue with you. Paul stood by his guns, and he said, no, sir. These false brethren said, why, this man Titus that's here meeting with the church, and it was practically all Jewish then, why, he's not even circumcised. And Paul says he's not going to be. And he's as much a believer as any of you are believers here. He is a real believer in Christ, and he's been saved actually, by faith, apart from the law. He's not about to follow any part of the law for salvation. Paul says we didn't give way to that at all. Now, this is a tremendous stand, you see, that he's taking. Now, notice what happens here. But of these who seem to be somewhat, whatsoever they were, it maketh no matter to me, God accepteth no man's person, for they who seemed to be somewhat in conference added nothing to me. Now, Paul says, we sat down with the apostles. At least he did, and I suppose Barnabas and Titus. They all sat down, and they communicated the gospel. They said, now, Brother Paul, we've been hearing these reports. Tell us what you're preaching. Paul told them. And they found out, at least Paul found out, that these brethren didn't have anything to add to him at all. He was preaching the grace of God. These brethren were preaching the grace of God. And this was the gospel that had been given to the apostles at the very beginning. I say to you that this was a very wonderful thing that has taken place yonder in Jerusalem. They find out that they're in full agreement. They're all preaching the same gospel, and this is a tremendous, very wonderful thing.